Deputy Defense Minister Matan Vilnai says Israel has no other choice but to launch a major military offensive in Gaza. Vilnai told Army Radio that the more rocket fire intensifies and reaches a longer range, the bigger the Holocaust that the Palestinians will bring upon themselves. The use of the term Holocaust outside of the Nazi genocide of World War II is rare in Israel and appeared to underscore the gravity of the situation. Vilnai said Israel is prepared to use all its military might to defend itself. The sharpening rhetoric follows Palestinian rocket attacks on Thursday on the major Israeli city of Ashkelon, north of the Gaza Strip. Several Iranian-made Grad rockets slammed into the city, hitting an apartment and near a school. It was the deepest rocket strike ever on Ashkelon and effectively redraws the front line of the conflict. Until now, the coastal city was largely out of missile range, and most rocket fire was directed at the small town of Sderot near the Gaza border. The Islamic militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, says it targeted Ashkelon in response to escalating Israeli airstrikes, which are taking a heavy toll on both fighters and civilians. Hamas official Razi Hamad.
So I think Israel tried to make Gaza sink in the ocean of blood and tears and suffering, and maybe try to impose some collective punishment against Palestinian people.
The Gaza crisis will be high on the agenda when U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice visits here next week. Rice has urged Israel not to invade Gaza, but Israeli officials will tell her they are running out of patience. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.